This is a session with Bob, Carolyn, and Roxy with ION, being recorded on October 2nd, copyright 2016 for copyright rights. Copyrights go towards dobsound.com. And we're starting at
11:42
Paris time.
P.M.
11:42 p.m. Greetings, ION.
Good evening.
Okay, now I'll put the phone right there, and you can ask all your questions.
Yes. Hello, ION.
Hey, darling, how are you today?
Well, I'm still having these weird effects very near to Shambhur, but I haven't got it in yet. I'm just looking at it from a distance, maybe tomorrow. But today I discovered that there is a trompe l'oeil depicting a bookcase, and one of the titles of one of the books is called The Independence of the United States in this painting on the wall. So I find that very interesting.
What's your question? You got to have a question.
Yeah. What is that about? Is that for Bob to see?
Well, it's a reference.
And I've also noticed many of the columns.
No, let's put. So the people, here's the point. That is in 15, well, when were those books there? Who put them there, Louis XIV?
No, maybe it was later, but... anyway.
Doesn't give the picture, the date of the picture?
Yes, 1785.
Okay, so it's a later picture, and there were people in Europe before the United States independence. Would this be some kind of elite people, like who ran Versailles? That
Well, you have the oligarchs that were trying to run it, so there you go.
Right, so the oligarchy were interested in managing the revolution. So that's why they would have that theme there.
And many of the columns, they not only have the spirals on the top, on the corner, but a lot of different information. And here in Chambord, there is one like, there are many, but one is like representing Hermes Trismegistus.
Hermes Trismegistus from the Emerald Tablets. He's on one of the columns.
Yeah, the Corinthian top is not only the acanthus, but they have many different designs.
So, that's a question.
Yes. Why are all these different columns everywhere in Fontainebleau and in Chambord?
Why do they have the Hermes
design? They have to. It marks the time? The timing of when it was and how it was and what it was and who it was and what it was and in and out and everything else that's over and under and in and out of it.
Did they know something about the Emerald Tablets?
Well, yeah, they read them.
They read them. And who would that be? Who built Chambord?
Nicholas II.
Now, he's in history, the book version, in Russia, you know, 19th century. But he was around... before 400 years, 300 years before.
Good. That's about right timing, Jim.
Now we're getting to the theme that it just came to me tonight that because the courts were so busy that he'd bring, King Francis had 15,000 people he'd bring to this castle, then they'd move on somewhere else. So I got this idea that the court system of having thousands employed doing all these slave work for you has always been, and different people occupy that court environment that's moving around and employs a lot of people. That would explain that Nicholas II, Leopold II, people from Rome, way back there, they're all gathering around the same Rai court precipice. That would improve on my vision there.
Well, okay. You can't really see it. So that's why you're having trouble invoking it. You're trying to make a space. It's kind of like taking a cake and bringing it back to the egg. The cake has egg in it, but you can't get it back to the egg. And so you're trying to follow the crumb of the cake to decide how eggy it is. Do you see?
Yes, I see that.
Ion.
So,
JW.
Oh, he hasn't finished. He goes,
yeah, I know. JW's voice was much louder. Well, I can't hear you. Can you get your speaker up more?
Let's try. Is that better or worse?
Better.
It's a bit better.
Better or worse?
It was better, I think, before.
Try it again.
Before. How about there? Better or worse?
It's better.
Yes, but they have the lapis lazuli, the royal blue, the column.
Yeah, lapis lazuli.
The reference to the DNA or the RNA in the stairs and the carbon. Because Chambord is like the CH, and it was founded, the town was founded in 1666, the number that is also
yes, the Mona Lisa. That's your little buddy. A lot of things happened then. That's when Torquia wrote the Nine Gates, remember?
Yes, that's right. Yeah, and the big London fire happened.
And that's when Bob did away with his Knights Templar.
It was a fine job. But let's not jumble things. What's your point here?
No, that doesn't jumble. That doesn't jumble. That doesn't jumble. That makes clear the marker, which is what we're saying. It's a marker.
So
it's a marker.
Well, why do you mention 1666?
Because of Wednesday, September the 5th.
Are in different castles in different periods. That are like a reference to some new in they had about all this.
Well, you brought up CH. Is CH refer to carbon ion?
In Chambord?
No.
No. Guys, what was the other element you mentioned?
The color, the lapis lazuli.
The lapis lazuli is there.
The column.
So is there something constant in Chambord, in the Egyptian pharaoh's environments, in the Mayans? Are they all just tapping into You said yes?
Yes, they're all connected.
And that's what I'm calling Rai, the principality principle. So they have commonalities because the ascended environment of inter-world communication is pretty well the same environment. So anybody who's got an empire has the same environment, right?
Well, from a point, they do, yes.
Okay.
Yeah, we had many anomalies, like Valerie didn't get our call.
Let's lay this out clearly.
Email.
We've been having a hard time to connect with a lot of things, internet. So yesterday, we go in an hour.
Because you're out of the loop. You're out of the loop. You're out of the loop. You come in and out. It's why you can reach us and can't reach us. And then it falls away. And then on and on and on and on. It's the same thing that happened to Charles II, which is what you're trying to figure out.
Charles II. Okay, listen to this. So
1676.
Charles II, right. Took off that, Carol. The date, Charles II. Well, he died that year. But, Ion, so you said that when we see 22.
Anno Domini.
Yeah, you said when I see 22, that's my marker that I've returned from world. Now, we're all seeing 22 and 14 all the time. Does that mean we're going in and out and seeing the 22 marker?
Yeah, and then now, if you want us to, if you're ready, we'll shift it to 11. But if you're not careful, you're going to land at 8. Now, see, you remember that old ridiculous, inappropriate, in every way, numerology bullshit that we have chided you so that you have just forfeited the practice of? Now you can bring it all back and make it all Gregorian. If you're going to make it Gregorian, you can mark it. You can mark it.
Yeah, if we make the Gregorian, whatever that is, the calendar.
Gregorian.
Yeah, the Gregorian calendar, right?
MDCLXVI.
If we do that, we can use numerology.
Yes, and do the wood snake. Chinese.
Okay. So
if you're Byzantine, that's 7174 to 7175. And if you're Islamic, it's 1076 to 1077. And if it's a Thai solar calendar, it's 2208 to 2209.
And what is it when you're saying those dates?
Links, 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 links.
Okay, so so we were calling Valerie. She wasn't hearing our calls. And we thought, I mean, Roxy called, heard the phone ring, heard the voicemail, but she was not getting to Valerie's world, is what you're saying.
Correct. It was all happening, but not. Just like all the things that are put in your email, they're there. You just can't reach them, but they're there. Okay?
Okay. So when we got
here.
It's
like January 17th, the chair of St. Peter, it's set above the altar in St. Peter's Basilica in Rome.
And you gave the date?
Okay. 1666. February 1st, the royal court returns to London as the Great Plague of London subsides.
Okay. So when
May the 3rd, Isaac Newton witnessed the falling of the apple. July the 4th, Molière's comedy, The Misanthrope, is premiered at the Théâtre Le Palace Royal in Paris by the King's Players.
You're listening up, 66. Let me say something, Ian. We get the point. So when we get here, there's a bunch of people putting on a medieval party dressed in medieval costumes. Where,
yes.
What world were, who were those guys?
Sestelua QV Act 1666 in Parliament of England.
Those people were from 1666?
They were.
And were they in Valerie's world here in Salamander?
No, but they were in Samuel Pepys.
Samuel Pepys, he did the diary in 16. Well, that's, he wrote about the fire. Samuel Pepys.
And the Great Fire of London, yes.
So every interruption we've had, it's always solved. So a guy named Pierre showed up, and he miraculously got the phone number, called Valerie, because it had to be him, not us, and he got the code, and we got in the house. Totally impossible, would seem. Were those angels or just people from other worlds helping us? Who?
No, it was assistance from the French Academy of Sciences, December 22nd, 1666.
Oh, so the whole evening was revolving around 1666?
So far.
Oh,
you're going to do it one more time. You're going to do it one more time so you can see about it.
Ah, so you get that? So.
Yes, and another thing. Yeah, because this town was founded in that on that year.
What, 1666?
Chambord, the town, not the castle, the town.
Wow.
This, by
Thomas Parker and William Wooten and Gottfried Arnold and the Tsar Ivan V of Russia and the Guru Gobind Singh and Arthur Chichester. He was the third Earl of Donegal.
Another anomaly, my
and Marie Therese de Bourbon. Yep. And George Hamilton, the first Earl of Orkney.
Yes, my sister wrote in the GPS the original spelling of Chambord, which is Chambourg. And she says that's
correct.
How she remembers.
That's the way we say it. That's right. That's how we say it, too.
So she wrote it wrong, and we
but
had
it. Was actually the right.
How do you know the one that wrote the right and wrote the reading right?
Right. So we.
So we censor the next part, and we move it forward a little bit. Right there. Okay. The second. Okay, bring that up. Just a second, guys. Just trying to set this up at the right place. Okay, right there.
No time. If you should, if there is no time, you certainly all have a lot of it.
It's because lately we arrived at the car agency, like they just closed, so we had to go to another one, and then today we wanted to get toilet paper, and we just arrived at the supermarket when they just closed. So we are like,
of course, okay. just off. Yeah.
Okay, but we were way off 2 days ago.
Way off, and now you're better.
Right. So we needed gas. The credit card wouldn't work, and this guy showed up and gave us money. Where does that guy come from?
He's probably somebody else that you gave money to along the way. You philanthropist, you bum.
It was good karma. But
it's great. You see, Carolyn, you don't have to make any money. Bob can just beg for people off the streets that he's given money to already. It's great. Look at the money you're going to save. It's great.
Okay, let's get back into your sequence.
Yes, today there was another anomaly. My niece was in the toilet, and a man came in, and he said he was going to clean. And then he just disappeared. Who was that?
That was... Tabata Tiswa.
And where is he from?
Islam.
Right. And was he something to do with...
E-S-W-I.
Right. Is he someone from 1666?
September the 16th.
Another thing, the last visit of Frank the First to Schomburg was on February 22nd, and it lasted until March 14, 1545. So those are important markers for Bob.
Well, they're not quite as much. They're not as much as October the 25th, when the Brandenburg, Brunswick, Denmark, Netherlands formed the anti-French quadruple alliance. That's important.
Right. So, but we keep showing up with 2214, which is a marker for me returning to this world, that it's mostly 22.
Right, back to the fuck up the essence of somebody else of something. So, yeah. Roop, you know, all that.
Evergreens, right, the plate of essence. So, why is Ophanel around with Frank back and forth, 1545, organizing the dates? Is he trying to set them up?
The year of the common era, Anno Domini. That's correct.
And what about the plane that fell here in Chambord in
July 22nd?
Second millennium.
What? It happened in the second millennium?
Yeah, from the period of this year.
Right. So we're making significance of these numbers.
Which brings you all the way up to September Sunday, the 2nd of September, 1666, with the Stuarts, and the Thames River water level was almost gone.
Okay. So we can't make too much significance of the 2214 because they're just markers of world shifts. So Ian is saying... The real action is around 1666, not the 22 and the 14.
Well, you're happening right now. You're bumping that right now. It wasn't significant until you opened this damn thing up. You, Bob, opened this thing up. That's
are
why
you talking,
it's significant now.
Are you talking to me?
Are you talking to me? You talking to me? Yeah, we're talking to you. You did this.
But are you talking about 16? I opened up 1666 or the 2214?
Yes. Both they are there. They fit into each other.
Okay.
So we were going to get toilet paper, but the supermarket was closed. So we ended
no,
up...
No, John Dryden hadn't allowed... John Dryden wouldn't let you have it yet.
Yeah, Dryden lived in
yes.
that period.
So we ended up in Blois because everything was closed everywhere. And there was a church, a Jesuit church, that had the same facade like the church you mentioned in Vienne. the one with the crown and the trompe l'oeil cupola. The facade was...
Cupola, yes.
So I was wondering, why is that? That it has the same facade. It's just because it's the Jesuits.
Jesuits.
Why not? Yeah, Jesuits. Use them down a little bit. It's all good.
The Jesuits.
Yeah, the Jews. So, okay, that was around St. Joseph?
Around the castle of Blois. Yeah, that was it.
St. Joseph. So, okay, but the larger question is that we didn't get the toilet paper, so we went to Blois just for a joke. And it turned out Blois, B-L-O-I-S, was the next castle to see because it was very important to Catherine de Medici and Frank's son. Yeah. So we're unpeeling the layers of the onion in the great order here. Yep. Right? Step by step.
Slowly I turn.
But on the facade of the Jesuit church, they had like the symbol of the dollars. And I think it's like a column with an S. And I was wondering, what are all these monograms about, all these interlaced letters? They're also in all the castles.
The letter S, like a dollar sign, the S with a bar through it, that appears a lot. What does that sign mean?
Oh, that's for Rosh Hashanah.
Who was Jewish? It's a Jewish holiday or something, right? Ritual?
Well, we don't see it that way, but it's
today
nightfall.
Was a celebration, I think.
Today was Rosh Hashanah, Aya?
It will be at dark.
Okay. So when we get to Blois, what's some questions about Catherine de Medici? Did she kill somebody?
Well, I would like to know why she always dressed in black and the lover of Henry IV.
It was slimming.
But Diane de Poitiers only used black and white, and in many of the castles they have the, like you said, the light and the shadow.
Well, you had to come up. See, this is the actual coronation of God, so it's where you come into the place.
Yeah, we're God, so we... But what is
well,
it? What's Henry
that's where that was celebrated.
What, at Blois?
Yeah, but he didn't. That's what's significant about him.
Who's he?
You're speaking about the person.
Henry IV?
Correct.
Well, why'd you bring in Henry IV? What did he have to do with black?
Because the lover... only wore, Diane de Poitiers only wore black and white.
Oh, and whereas Medici wore black.
The wife only wore black.
For everybody that applied?
They only wore those colors.
Well, Catherine de Medici, you mean, isn't it just unique to Catherine for wearing black? She's the only one who wore black. Right? And you're saying the mistress wore black and white. For another guy, nobody connected to her. This is Henry IV. The lover of Henry IV were black and white, right? What is the point? What's the pattern we're looking for here?
Yes, I was wondering if that's about light and the shadow.
It's the new year.
Well, Ian, you said it's about us being a god.
Yeah, they're your new year.
Your new year. You become a god. You're new.
It's when you become the holiest, Bob.
Yes, I've noticed, like, as Bob is looking at this...
This is year 5777, too, by the way, Bob.
What was that again?
This is year 5777.
What, in the Jewish calendar?
We don't know.
Yeah, it's a Jewish calendar. Go ahead.
Yes, it's like a confirmation of what he...
No, Bob was looking at what?
Yeah, at the castles, and the different castles. He sees all the...
Okay, Schamburg, did you go around the staircase, around the side, keeping room toward the back wall? Did you find that all right?
We haven't been to that Schamburg yet. We haven't done that yet.
Lower Stubborn Cat, that's where you were in the car to go yesterday.
Never got there.
We got to wait.
Good
okay.
Lord, Suffering Cat. No wonder you guys are fucked up. This is terrible. You're missing everything by a whole day. We were going to give you all the details of what you already got. You hadn't even showed up yet. We'll sit here and wait, sitting on the levee, waiting on the Robert E. Lee to y'all arrive at where you've already been, that you've already seen, that you know. You're dog tired from this trip that you haven't been on yet.
Yes, because Valerie thought only two persons were coming, and we only had two tickets for Chambord. So she said she's going to bring
more
tickets. So we said, okay, today we are going to get our food and toilet paper.
Because she wouldn't give the tickets till tomorrow.
And she still hasn't given them.
Ian, even though she didn't meet me, she does sound like she's afraid of us. She's avoiding us a lot.
Most people do, Bob.
Okay, listen to this. So Roxy was trying to say that all the different castles and scenes we visited seem to be reactions to the printing press. The chaos and different old...
Well,
ancient...
they're not reactions. They're not really reactions, but they are predominant means that they are responsible from what happened because of the printing press. So we'll give you that if you go that way. But if you don't go that way, then it's sort of a rub. But it's all right because it's fleeting. We can't make too much of a to-do over it because there's not much to do over it.
Yeah, you're saying that these...
You heard me?
We heard that. The institutional memes have a responsibility to themselves. They are being upset by the printing press.
And they're only served by themselves. They're only served by themselves.
So they maintain their reality despite the disruption of the printing press.
Which is what Annie Hall was trying to portray anyway, wasn't she?
Okay, so... you have this great art, Mona Lisa, David.
Boy, he blew that right off. Can y'all believe that? That was probably the most provocative thing that's ever been said. He don't even care anymore. We like it. Bob's ascending. It's a good day. He left McLuhan's dick in the dirt, so it's a good day.
Annie Hall was about the battle between L.A. and New York. How does it apply to you or to what we're talking about?
It's a battle between you and you.
Oh, okay, yeah. But, so what were we saying? So all this great art happened right then. Was that the individualizing effect of the printing press? So now artists moved out of being just lowly craftsmen. Now they were becoming geniuses. Was that the effect of the printing press?
It wasn't art. It wasn't art. It was ridiculous. The only reason people bought it, the only reason it was art was because people became willing to buy it. It was nothing. It was scribbling. If you've seen that, have you seen Van Gogh's sunflowers? It's stupid. A 3-year-old could do the same painting more beautifully and eloquent than he. It's
yeah.
The only reason it is because people are now willing to buy it. Basically, you have to burn something up before it even became valuable the ninth time. So it's no big deal. Just whatever people do.
Yes, there in the Blois, there's also some of the paintings that used to be in Beauregard, the portrait of
yes.
The gallery of the illustre.
Le Chain, yes.
So why did they separate these paintings from Beauregard?
They couldn't. There was a vibration that wouldn't allow them to stay. They wouldn't hang on the wall. They kept falling off the wall.
In Beauregard.
Yes, and I read somewhere
they had to separate
them.
Now, they were Saint Germain's paintings.
Yeah, that they were from the Saint Germain family. They belong.
Okay, that was the first part of October 2nd, 2016. And we'll back to finish that. Much to be played. Another hour or something. Another 45 minutes.